Lost in Utah by Hilary Kaiser.
Hey, what are you up there? Give me a hand, will you?
Sure, Mr. Sawyer. What's the problem?
I've been checking this room, and the light dimmer isn't working. I want to pull the switch out off the wall and check the wiring behind it. I've unscrewed the box, but it won't come out.
You shouldn't use that screwdriver to pull it out, sir. You'll break the plastic on the box.
I know what I'm doing, young man. I've been in this business a long time. Started out just like you, but in New York City. Not Park City, Utah. Remember that.
Okay, as you like.
I'm not strong enough to pull it out.
It'd be better if you pried it out gently. Do you want me to go get a pinch bar?
No. Do what I say. Like, come here. And pull on it as strong as you can.
Got it out. Here it is.
Ah, good going. Let me have a look at the wires. Yeah, just as I thought. There's a loose wire. There's some instructions over there on the table. Read them to me. I mean, please read the instructions to me.
Twist. The ends, together, clockwise, then cap them,
Wait, what the hell? I don't understand a goddamn thing. Can't you read?
Very sorry, Mr. Sawyer. Maybe we should get the electrician to come?
He's on another site. I can do it myself. Since you're no help, I'm gonna sit down and read the instructions myself. Well, no use just standing there, young man. Get back to work upstairs with the others.
Hey, Martin. Everything going okay here?
No, not at all. Hey, I want you to get rid of that young guy you sent me. Yeah, the one wearing the black cap. He's hopeless.
That must be Joe. Get rid of him? I'm his boss, and I don't think... Anyway, what's the problem?
There must be something wrong with the guy. He can barely read.
He can't? I hired him, but it's true, I barely know him. I gotta go to work on another site now. Let me have a talk with him later and get back to you. Joe, come down here a sec. I need to talk to you.
Coming. Yeah?
Let's sit here. Listen, I've been looking through your file. It says you're 16. How long you been working in construction?
I started when I was 8 or 9.
8 or 9? That's awful young. Weren't you in school?
No, not really. I got a bit of schooling at home.
Where was home?
Hilldale.
Hilldale? That's FLDS territory. Are you FLDS?
Yeah, at least I was.
I know about you fundamentalist Latter-day Saints. How many wives your dad got?
3.
That's what I thought. And how many brothers and sisters you got?
I ain't too sure. Maybe 20?
20? Jeez! That must have been hard.
It was. We all lived in separate mobile homes, and my dad used to go from one to the other.
And it was your dad who taught you how to build?
Yeah, he taught me and my brothers.
Well, he should have taught you how to read, too. Mr. Sawyer isn't at all happy with you. He says you couldn't read some simple instructions.
No, I couldn't, but...
He wants me to let you go.
Let me go? Oh no, I really need this job.
Well, before I decide what to do, I gotta ask you a question.
Okay.
I hired you 3 months ago because I was short of workers. Your file says you didn't give me any references.
References?
A letter from your employer to prove you got some experience. I also need at least one.
I got lots of experience, but my only employer was my dad, and how do you want him to give me a reference, as you call it, when he chased me away from home?
Chased you away from home? How's that?
Yeah, me and 2 of my brothers.
Why'd you do that? Were you boozing or not going to temple?
No, nothing like that. It was all because of Elder Smith. We were competition or something.
Competition? What do you mean?
Competition for some girls. You see, 3 really pretty girls liked me and my brothers. We had to leave because Elder Smith wanted those girls for wives.
Girls for wives? How old were they?
14 or 15.
14 or 15? That's underage. They're not legally old enough to marry.
I know that now, but the prophet used to say marriage was a divine right, and he gave them to Elder Smith.
Wait a minute. When you say the prophet, you ain't talking about Warren Jeffs, are you?
Yeah, I am.
He's a lunatic. I mean, I'm a Mormon too, but we're not like you FLDS. Joseph Smith was our prophet, not some crackpot like Warren Jeffs. He should be locked up. They say he got 70 wives. Many of them are young girls.
I don't know how many wives he got, but there sure are a lot of them. And a lot of kids, too.
So your father had to chase you and your brothers away because of the prophet?
Yeah, from one day to the next. He told my dad that if he didn't do it, he wouldn't be saved. And of course, my dad wanted to be saved.
And you and your brothers had to leave, just like that?
Yeah, my dad bought us one-way tickets to Salt Lake, put us on a bus, and told us never to come back.
That's horrible.
It was. And when we got to Salt Lake, we didn't know what to do or where to go. We didn't have any money either, so we lived on the streets with other boys like us.
Wait a minute. I've heard of kids like you. Are you one of those lost boys?
Yeah, that's probably what people call us. My brothers and I sure were lost. We'd always lived in Hilldale, and the big city was pretty scary. There were some real mean guys on the streets who used to come around and make fun of us. They tried to get us hooked on drugs, too.
That's awful.
Yeah, it was. My brother Jacob started taking them. In fact, he got into them real bad, but some woman from Salt Lake Social Services finally took him off the streets and sent him to a special center.
What about you and your other brother?
Well, the social worker sent me and Ezekiel to live in a hostel with some other boys.
And did you both get jobs?
Yeah, Ezekiel got a job with a construction company in Salt Lake.
And you got hired by my company.
That's right. You probably don't remember the day I walked into your office in Park City and asked for a job.
No, I don't.
Anyway, you said you'd give me a trial for 3 months.
I was short of workers then, so I must have taken you on even if you didn't have a letter of reference.
That's what you did, and you started me working on Mr. Sawyer's houses.
Well, your 3 months are almost up, and Mr. Sawyer ain't too happy with you.
I know that, but please don't fire me. I need to work. I don't want to go back on the streets. I'm a good worker. I just can't read.
I gotta think about this. That's all for now. You better get back to work. And don't mess up, okay?
Hey, kid, what you whistling?
Just a song I learned in Sunday school.
Your name's Joe, isn't it? Philip told me who you are.
Yeah, I'm Joe.
Well, Joe, I'm sorry I was so rough on you yesterday.
No problem, Mr. Sawyer. I'm used to it. People have a hard time understanding. I hardly went to school and can't read real good. Thanks so much for taking me back, by the way.
Philip told me what happened to you in Hilldale. I was shocked at how you were treated.
No worries. All that's over with.
Well, we're certainly going to give you a letter of reference for your file.
Thanks. That would be great.
You must miss your family.
Yeah, I miss my mom and my younger brothers and sisters.
And your dad?
Well, can't say I miss him much. He used to knock me around. And he wasn't as nice to my mom as he was to his other wives.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, in a way, I'm glad they chased me away from Hilldale. I'm better off working up here and earning my own money.
Didn't you earn money in Hilldale?
I did, but I had to give it all to my father and to the church.
Forgive me for saying this, but your church sure as hell sounds crazy.
I guess to outsiders it does. But when that's all you've ever known...
Listen, Joe, I'm lost here. I come from New York, and I've only been in Utah for a year or so. But I don't get you, Mormons. What kind of church is it that lets men have multiple wives and takes all your earnings?
Not all Mormons are like that. The FLDS are different. But don't worry, I'm not going to get involved with the FLDS or any other church again. I've gone off religion.
You sound like me. Yeah, I've gone off religion too. Hey, by the way, Philip says you're a really good worker.
Well, that's nice of him. Yeah, I know how to work hard, but I'm embarrassed I'm so ignorant about things. I never really went to school, and what I learned at home in Hilldale wasn't much.
You ever thought about going back to school again?
Yeah, I thought about it, but I gotta work to eat and to pay for my room at the hostel.
But what about night school?
I thought of that, but Philip told me he couldn't let me get off work early, and sometimes we work really late.
That's too bad. I went to night school, and I got a high school diploma.
You did? You mean you had to leave school too?
Yeah. I was only 15 when I went to work in a factory. I lied and said I was 16. They didn't check. My family was poor, and we needed the money.
Now you own MS Enterprises and build luxury homes like this one.
Yep. Going back to school really helped me get where I am today. Listen, I have an idea. I'm going to talk to Philip about it. You want to know what it is?
Sure.
After you help us finish this house, I want you to enroll at Park City High School.
But...
Don't worry. You'll still get paid. I'll make sure Philip keeps paying your salary while you're studying. All you have to do is help us out on the site from time to time on Saturdays. How does that sound?
Well, I don't know.
I won't take no for an answer. So let's shake on it.
I can't thank you enough.
Forget it. I can afford it. Now come over here and help me install this switch, will you? I don't want to break the plastic.
Listening to Lost in Utah with Alan Wagner, John Romano, and Alex Ryan. The play was written by Hallery Kaiser with assistance by Alan Wagner and produced by Brianda Cross.
And the whistler for I Am a Child of God was Kiran Rana.
We appreciate your patronage and suggest you scroll through fastfictionpodcast.com for other audio plays by Hillary, where you will also find plays of every genre to intrigue, interest, or entertain you. Thank you.